From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The question of presidential immunity and whether it applies to presidents for official acts carried out in office playing out in front of the Supreme Court today. Justices heard arguments by Donald Trump's attorneys that immunity should apply to keep a president from being prosecuted. Justice Department attorneys argued that there is no blanket immunity when the president is acting in his personal interest. ABC's Terry Moran has more.
It was not hard to count to five votes for some version of the Trump claim, essentially going back to the trial court and saying, try to distinguish here what is a real official act compared with what is a private act by Donald Trump.
The court hasn't made a decision yet, but it could impact or delay the 2020 election interference case, along with other criminal cases Trump is facing. Donald Trump back in a New York City courtroom for his hush money criminal trial. National Enquirer owner David Pecker back on the stand for a third day. The New York sex crimes conviction of disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein has been overturned. Prosecutors in New York say they will retry his case. He's set to be transferred to California to serve a 16-year sentence in a separate sex crimes conviction.
The decision to overturn Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes involving three women was a surprise. And former NYPD Chief Robert Boyce, an ABC News contributor who helped investigate the case, says,
"It's a tough day for the victims of this crime. It's not about them. It's about the strategy of the prosecutor. They were credible. They were believable."
New York's Court of Appeals ruled the trial judge erroneously allowed testimony related to prior uncharged acts. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Jobless claims fell by 5,000 last week compared to the week before. 207,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits, the lowest level in 9 weeks. Also a sign the labor market remains resilient despite inflation. You're listening to ABC News. Protesters clashing with police on college campuses across the country amid the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations have led to essentially a shutdown of USC in California. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
Police at the University of Southern California overnight arresting 93 people while removing tents and clearing protesters from a Gaza solidarity camp. These tense moments after a scuffle between officers in riot gear and a pro-Palestinian group. University now closed to anyone but students.
The Supreme Court yesterday heard arguments on whether federal law can override state abortion bans if a woman's health is at risk. Those arguments heard on the same day Arizona House lawmakers voted to repeal a law written in 1864, essentially banning all abortions. More from ABC's Rachel Scott.
Arizona is one step closer to repealing a near total ban on abortion, written into law before it was even a state.
You've passed House Bill 2677.
After 2 weeks of stalemate, the state legislature advancing a bill with three Republicans joining all Democrats. 14 states have banned abortion from the point of conception since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
A final vote expected next week. More than 30 people have died across Kenya. Days of torrential rain triggered widespread flooding across the country, turning roads into rivers. Half of Kenya's 47 counties have been affected by flooding. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.